Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A federal judge will hear arguments next month on whether the state's voting machines are secure. The Coalition for Good Governance wants the court to stop the machines from being used in the November election. The group says the machines are vulnerable to cyber attack or manipulation, and voters should cast paper ballots. But Secretary of State Brian Kemp says switching voting methods so close to the election would be expensive and difficult. Kemp tried to get the suit thrown out, but a judge denied that request and set a hearing for September 17th. Meanwhile, Kemp, who is the Republican nominee for governor, has unveiled his plan to cut taxes for Georgia's veterans, as GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Secretary of State Kemp wants to eliminate income taxes for military retirees. That would cost the state around $60 million. But he says the economic advantages veterans can provide outweigh the lost revenue.
The more people we have that stay here and not move into other states or come here, they're going to be spending money in their local economy. They're going to be buying cars here. They're going to be, you know, going to restaurants here. So that'll be great for our economy as well.
Kemp and his opponent, Democrat Stacey Abrams, both say protecting Georgia's military bases from closure is a top priority. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
State health officials are urging people to protect themselves after two people have died from mosquito-borne illnesses in the state. The Department of Public Health says one person died from West Nile virus and the other died from Eastern equine encephalitis, which is rare in humans. Officials recommend wearing bug spray and long sleeves and emptying any containers with standing water. Atlanta Spelman College is among 57 universities that will receive federal funding to combat violence against women. The Justice Department has announced $18 million in grants that will address crimes of sexual assault, dating and domestic violence, and stalking on campuses all across the country. Spelman is the only Georgia college to receive the grant. Atlanta's Phillips Arena, which is home to the Atlanta Hawks, has a new name. It's called State Farm Arena now. The Hawks announced this week that they have agreed to a 20-year naming rights deal with the insurance agency. Michael Tipsort is State Farm CEO. He says the new deal is more than just a marketing stunt.
This is about how we can engage with the Hawks organization in community efforts. This is how we can engage with the Hawks organization in terms of what we do for the city.
The arena is currently undergoing more than $190 million in renovation, funded by taxpayers and the Hawks. It's set to reopen this October. Phillips had been the name of the arena since 1999. The Atlanta Falcons will play their final preseason game tonight against the Miami Dolphins at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, it'll be the last chance for some players to earn a spot on the team.
Currently, the Falcons have 89 players on their roster, but that number must be cut down to 53 by Saturday. Tonight's game will give unproven players a chance to make a final impression. Speaking to ESPN, head coach Dan Quinn says being cut isn't always the end to an NFL dream.
Always the goal is that there'll be an opportunity to make another team's 53 or another team's practice squad.
Each team can sign up to 10 players to their practice squad, a job that pays a minimum of $7,600 per week. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more news, please visit us at gpbnews.org. We stream there as well.